you ever stopped and wondered, what is the point of prayer? This is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gaker. Alec, we're looking at the writing of 19th century author George MacDonald, and he reminded us of an important purpose when it comes to prayer.
John, there are many reasons to pray. We are instructed to pray, mirroring the life of Christ. We are encouraged to pray to make our petitions. But George MacDonald reminded us of another reason, perhaps the greatest reason of all. Listen to his words. What if the main object in God's idea of prayer be the supplying of our great, our endless need, the need of himself? Hunger may drive the runaway child home, and he may or may not be fed at once, but he needs his mother more than his dinner. Communion with God is the one need of the soul beyond all other need. Prayer is the beginning of that communion, and some need is the motive of that prayer.
And that aspect of relationship, enjoying fellowship with our Heavenly Father, is so important when it comes to prayer.
I think the parental dimension that MacDonald mentions, that you picked up on, John, really adds strength and depth to our understanding of prayer. I love it when my kids come to me to express a need. I want to hear it. I also love it when they're really just excited about something. They can't wait to tell me, even if I already know. I take great delight in hearing it from them.
Well, Alec, if you think this brings you great delight, just wait until you have grandkids like me.
I can only imagine. George MacDonald understood the relational importance of prayer. Hunger may drive us to God, and we may or may not be fed at once. But we need to know we need our Father more than we need our dinner.
That's Reason Why with Alec McClellan. You can enjoy this feature on your mobile device with our web app, which is available at the website reasonwhy.org. Again, the website reasonwhy.org.